I am going to tell you one thing tonight. Probably all of us at one time or another passed a day and night in Ramadan alone. Just imagine, today we fasted together, we broke fast together, we made our Taraweeh together, and now we are here together as a family talking to each other, and I am talking to you and you are all listening. Simply compare, if you have had the experience of passing a Ramadan day only by yourself, fasting by yourself, breaking fast by yourself, and praying by yourself to today, when we did it all together. You see, I hope, a great deal of difference, which translates itself as a certainly most pleasant way of passing a day of Ramadan. Now, one of the benefits of Ramadan and one of the meaning of Ramadan and of Sawm, of fasting, as well as other forms of worship with Allah Ta'ala has made obligatory to us. For instance, our salat 5 times a day, done at specific times, even if we are doing it in our homes, normally we should be hearing the Azan in a Muslim country, and we will be doing our prayers together even if we haven't been doing it in a masjid. The zakat we pay at the same time, and at the same time the people who profit from it is also more or less profited from the same time. In the Hajj, it is clear millions of Muslims from all over the world are together. But I want to attract your attention is that which, alas, is absent in general amongst the Muslims today, is the most important thing which Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has ordained us to be, namely united and together. Salaamu Alaikum.